Hi, lovely podcast listeners. It's the host of Things I Told My Daughter podcast, Lisa Snowden here. This week's episode is sponsored by H&M. H&M is the one-stop shop for your kids' new season wardrobe for girls and boys from newborn to age 14 years. And now, 100% of all kids' wear cotton is sustainably sourced. From fun fashion favourites to staple basics, cute accessories and fancy dress. Shop today with 20% off all kids' wear at H&M when you spend £40 or more in-store and online for a limited time only. T's and C's apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. You can find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast for the next couple of weeks. And Ben is the creator of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube that you should be subscribed to and watching because that shit's funny. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing, okay? Really excited to talk about The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh my God, I have so many thoughts and opinions. I'm fired up.
This season is already off the rails, if you will. Yes. Everybody, couple of announcements right up top. First of all, this is on Crappens On Demand, so this is a video recap. Hi, everybody on video. Whoa.
Hi.
If you want to watch these, just go over to Patreon, figure that out. It's a lot of fun stuff. We had a hangout yesterday with you guys. That was super fun. Bonus episodes this week, we're going to cover the Below Deck trailer. So if you want to hear that, that's on Patreon. We're both on Cameo. So that's all really fun. We've got t-shirts for the rest of the week. We've got Demoted to Friend Of in honor of Stupid Vicky. And then we've got, and all the Demoted Housewives. And we've got Season 1 Camille. And we've got Resting Honoi Vice. Okay. And these are our live shows coming up. Next month, we're going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Nashville, Tennessee. That's in September 26th and 27th. So much fun. And then we're going to be in Atlanta for two shows. We're going to do a two-show night, and they're both going to be separate shows. So feel free to come to both, okay? That's going to be at City Winery on October 12th. And then here's the rest of the year so far. Carrboro, Richmond, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, New York, right after BravoCon, by the way. St. Louis, Philadelphia, we're going to also do two shows there in one night, two different shows. And then we're going to do Seattle and Houston. Well,
it's going to be fun. And we're trying to get our dates for 2020. We can't announce anything yet, but it looks like we have some really fun stuff for next year. So really excited to start making those announcements, which might still be a few months away, but I'm like chomping at the bit.
Yeah, it's time to travel some more. We love our traveling. But today is Real Housewives of Orange County Day. It's a very special episode because we're going to go to Beverly Hills to see Rodeo Drive for Gina's, I don't know, empowerment day or whatever,
like,
the hell.
Feel better, yeah. Well, speaking of traveling, we start off traveling to a very special country. It's the Republic of Tortilla. Tortilla Republic.
Tortilla Republic. What a place. I go there often.
I know. And the one in Laguna Beach is extra special.
Why?
Because it has a ramp. So I've actually been to the one. I've been to the one in Laguna, actually. Well, with my friend Laura, okay? So
who am I to take away from your ramp joy, right?
Yeah. Met up with Laura and Martin, okay? And we were like, let's have lunch at Tortilla Republic. And I was like, okay. Anyway, so the episode begins. We know we're like, it's serious because like there's no opening credits really. They do that thing where they like show like a flash of like Real Housewives of Orange County, but like 5 minutes into the episode. So we start off, it's like nighttime, it's like dark in Laguna Beach, so it's scary a little bit, and we're still in Tortilla Republic. And my dumb ass, I was like, they're back in Tortilla Republic? How many times do they have to go to this restaurant on this show? Not realizing we were in the same scene from last week, you know?
Yeah, and why do we have to go to all this? I guess everything's a chain. These days, everything's a chain. You seen one Chili's, you seen them all. But yeah, Tortilla Republic's here, so we've gone there, and then Shannon, but they pronounce things different. Like there, Shannon says, let's go to Maestro's. But here we say, let's go to Maestro's.
Yeah, because it is Maestro's. It's not Maestro's. Let's go to Maestro's. Maestro
Nicolay. So she's like, let's go to Maestro's. And Vicky's like, you know what? I'm leaving. You know, I said, I helped start the trade thing. I'm out of here. Okay, I got to go see Steve. I got to go do some salmon from Aldi. All right. Very busy.
I'm out. So we see a lot of footage of cars on highways, and it's basically like the women are all mic'd up, but the cameras aren't on them. So we're hearing what they're saying in essentially like an SUV as they drive back home. And they're talking about the train thing. And by the way, before we even go any further, let us not forget that in the last episode, Vicky said, well, you know, I know things that, like, she doesn't even, like, want me to say. She basically said, she teased the idea that she knows something, and it was Tamara who said, are you talking about the train? Are you talking about the train? I think that's, like, really important, because Tamara is the one who uttered train, who actually broached that subject. But prior to that, it was just Vicky talking like she always does. Like, I know things that, like, she doesn't even want me to say, you know, which is, like, typical, like, Vicky talk. But Tamara is the one who took it to the next level.
Yes, and she also did it in that dumpster possum eye way she has, where she says, are you talking about the train? And then her eyes turn all black. You know, she gets those clouded over black eyes.
It's like the Bass Lake moment, you know. Yes. Were you at Bass Lake? Were you at Bass Lake?
And it's also exactly what she did last year when they were at, I mean, this is worse, I think, but when they were all at lunch somewhere and they were talking about someone's marriage, Shannon's marriage, whoever's marriage was sucking. That whole thing is still blowing my brain because it was too much stupidity, but whoever's marriage was sucking, and Shannon's like, yeah, so you're saying it's like abusive or whatever? Like, you're saying that David's behavior is abusive? And Tamara started that and then tried to pin it on everybody the whole year too. What, Shannon, why are you even friends with this horrible human being? Why? She's doing the exact same thing again, okay? People don't change.
And that's why it was, like, it struck me as so odd but appropriate that as we're seeing these women saying things, Tamara goes, it was definitely not a nice comment to make. I'm like, you're the one who made it. You're the one who said the train thing. What are you talking about? It was not a nice comment to make. Vicky didn't say it. You said it.
And, you know, thanks to the editors, because they actually put that stuff in. Every time Tamara lies, they keep cutting to her. Totally lying, you know, they keep busting her on it, which is nice. So they're in the cars talking, and Shannon's like, well, she tells us, I heard the train rumor when Vicky did, and I have not opened my lips since, okay, about the train that Kelly was apparently in with up to 13 people were held on that train. I don't know.
Was it the Acela Express? Was it like the Cali Express? I don't know. All I know is that there's a rumor about a train, and I am not saying
anything. It was a train.
And if you are seeing my lips move right now, that means you have an eye problem because my lips are closed, and I'm not talking. I have learned ventriloquism.
I refuse to talk about a train on national TV with multiple people that was probably from behind. Totally horse. Not on national TV at all right now. We are not recording this, are we? What are you guys are so full of shit.
I know. And then Tamara just piles on, because then in her interview, Tamara goes, it's just a stupid rumor she heard. I mean, she said eight guys pulled a train on Kelly. It's just a stupid rumor that I will not repeat. I will not repeat that someone said Kelly had sex with eight guys in a train-like fashion. I will not repeat that.
I will not repeat this either. It was like this. Bam, 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 bam. Was that eight? I don't know. Is anyone counting? Should we record that again? I do not want to repeat this rumor.
The more times I go bam, 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 bam does not make it any truer of a rumor, okay? It is just a rumor of someone going flap, 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 flap with their vagina on eight men while people watch on the internet. That's all I'm saying, and I don't think anyone should ever repeat that.
Yeah. And so the car, Shannon's like, this conversation does not leave this car.
They're fully mic'd up, by the way.
Yes. And Gina's like, this is where it lies and dies. So...
I even got a sign from Marshalls that says, Lies and Dies.
Live, laugh, lies and dies.
I'm taking this conversation and I'm putting it in the antiques box, okay?
So Gina's like, yeah, we're never going to bring it up. We're never letting Vicky bring it up. It's over. It's over. And Shannon, you know, they just keep repeating it, which is hilarious, because then it comes back to Shannon and she's like, to put a notion that a woman would have sex multiple times with different people in public. I'm like, oh my God, you're making this.
Possibly animals. We can't rule that out, because it was not specifically said there weren't animals in the rumor, which is not true. But there may have been animals. There may have been drugs involved. I don't know, but I don't want to have any part of this rumor that is clearly false, that in summary involves Kelly, sex, internet, animals, and possibly homicide.
I will not say donkey show on camera. Turn that camera off.
All I say is that if it were true, I would hope that someone was there to disinfect all the fecal matter that was going around. But we know it wasn't true, so therefore it's not an issue.
So Tamara tells us, this is a secret club. Do not talk about Jane.
First rule of Tamara Club, don't talk about trains. Second rule of Tamara Club, do not talk about trains involving Kelly Dodd and eight other people, fecal matter, internet, people watching, frogs. Do not talk about that.
Third rule of Train Club, if someone does talk about the train, blame Vicka.
So then they're all saying, like, it does not leave this car. It does not leave this car. And then Brahman goes, well, I feel like with all these awful things being said about Kelly, and, you know, they're not true, so I feel like she has to know. I was like,
She's smart.
She's
smart. These people are idiots. They're all talking about it on camera like they're just going to wait until this all happens on camera. Oh, jerks. Such digs. So it's like 12 hours later. And a guy is licking a dog. A guy is licking a dog on the beach. You know what? That would be this show this season. A dog is licking a guy on the beach. Don't know why I wrote that down. Tamara's making a shake. She's like, shake, shake, shake. Shake it, making shake. Come on, Eddie.
I feel like I'm on the Kelly train right now with all the shaking, allegedly. I mean, it's a rumor. I would never believe that. So then she's
like, I would be shaking on the Kelly train, but I don't have eight arms, so...
The Octopus Express. So so Shannon comes by and the dog is barking and Tamara's like, quiet, Bronx, quiet. I'm still like annoyed that Tamara has a dog named Bronx. Like, you're not from the Bronx, you're not from New York, you have no associations with New York beyond probably having gone there for Watch What Happens Live. Like, and when you're in New York, I guarantee you're not going to the Bronx. Like, why is your dog named Bronx? Why?
It's just like one of those things to try and make yourself look badass, you know?
I know. It's like when David Beckham named a child Brooklyn, and you're like, I just don't get that. Like, I don't. But, like, Bronx, it's like, I would never have, like, an animal and name it, like, I don't know. What's like a tough neighborhood? I don't know. I just wouldn't name it that I didn't have an association with.
Calabasas.
Right?
just kidding.
I wouldn't name my, like Juarez. I wouldn't name, like, my dog Juarez.
Juarez.
You know?
Oh, Tamara's just Tamara. And she's just trying so hard to pretend she's so sweet and nice. And it cracks me up. She's got those Gina signs in her house.
Yes, I saw.
Did you see that huge Gina sign? It says, bam, 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 bam. It's like, yeah. Live, laugh, sparkle. It's like love, friendship, gratefulness, hashtag blessed, or whatever.
I know. I was like, I barely saw it because I started fixating again on her Mackenzie Childs checker patterns in her kitchen. It drives me nuts every single time.
It says, thankful and grateful to Satan. Yeah. So she's like, Bronx, stop barking. Like, don't get a dog named Bronx if you don't want it to fucking bark at everything, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And like, exactly. So then Shannon comes over because they're going to go on a walk. And I guess there's a bobcat that's been loose, which, by the way, thank you to whoever let a bobcat loose in Tamara's backyard. Really excited for the upside on that one.
It's probably Tamara trying to play Vicky or Shannon.
Yeah. You know, well, you know what? Actually, well, here's my theory on the bobcat. Ryan gets some sort of illegal bobcat like kitten, you know, and is like, hey, mom, I got a cat. Turns out it's a bobcat. And she's like, well, what you gotta do with the bobcats? And he's like, I don't know. I just like let it go in the woods because it was like too hard to handle. And so now there's bobcats because Ryan let one free. You know, he's the one who lets the invasive species go in lakes in Florida, you know? And like next thing you know, there's poisonous snails on the street and like weird fish that can like walk from one lake to another and eat all the pleasant little guppies. He's the invasive animal person.
Yeah. My theory is that it's Tamara's old trainer, her Jesus trainer. Remember that lady? She just keeps seeing her lurking in the backyard. She's like, it's a bobcat!
Maybe it's Tamara's old lesbian lover from... Was she from Brazil or Cuba? She's like, oh my god, it's a lesbian out there. It's a bobcat! It's a bobcat!
Bobcat!
Maybe it's just Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yes, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, Shannon!
Also, we have to talk about Tamara's fruit in her house. Why does Tamara now have porcelain fruit everywhere? There's a giant pineapple... There's a big bowl of fake oranges. There's like huge. Did you see the huge like
Eddie.
Banana things hanging on her stove? What the fuck, Tamara?
I know. You know what? I'm not into her fruit motif. I do not accept it.
I don't either. I hate everything about Tamara.
Right I'm just now. Mad about everything going on with Tamara this episode. Like, I'm not gonna let her give a pass on anything. It's like, oh, nice sock. How about next time you like pull it up as high as your other sock, Tamara?
Yeah, nice porcelain pineapple. Loser.
Yeah, porcelain pineapple. So Tamara has like, she's like, I'm gonna bring a knife and like a thing, so that way if we see the bobcat, we'll be safe. And she starts like pretend. She's like, I've got to be bigger, right? And she starts like sort of hamming it up. And Shannon starts doing her like, ha, happy fun, Chan. I'm laughing, but I'm ducking at the same time. This is so fun.
I'm both looking up at rain clouds and ducking under bridges and looking over rain clouds and
rain clouds and duck. Rain clouds and duck. Oh my god, there's a duck in the rain clouds. What do I do?
And by the way,
life after David is great.
If you're walking on a trail and any animal sees Tamara's face, it will be afraid. You're already
well, you
more
know,
scary
like,
than
what
a bobcat.
Sort of... Sorry, I just turned Siri on by accident. This is how frenzied I am. Whatever you said, I pressed a button on my computer, and Siri was like, how can I help you? I was like, I'm talking about Tamara. Please, like, save me.
Siri's like, hey, batch. Hey, what batch. You need, batch?
You know that animals have, like, drills on what they do, on what to do in case they run into Tamara, right? They're like, okay, here's what you do. If you see Tamara, just run. Just, like, throw some leaves at it and run.
They're like, why has the bobcat stopped dropping and rolling? The fuck? So Shannon's like, so how do you feel about last night? And she's like, oh yeah, it was fun. It was just a lot of information.
I'm like, that you already knew about, by the way. Don't say it was like a lot of information as if like you learned a lot of information. You're the one who brought train to the conversation. Like, what are you talking about? It's a lot of information. Are you talking about the menu? Did you have trouble reading the menu? Like, that's burritos and enchiladas. That's like a lot of information.
Yeah. And so Shannon says, oh yeah? Waiting for Tamara to admit something, but she doesn't. And then the camera just closes up on Tamara's dish towels, which say, pot stirs.
Yeah, exactly. So then they start walking
stirring
around.
The pot, sorry.
Yeah.
That's so very important. I'm sure people are rioting in the streets right now because I got that dish towel wrong.
I was a little upset, Ronnie. Yeah. So then they start going on their hike, and Tamara's like, can we talk about Bronwyn's laugh? It's like a dolphin. And then we see footage of Bronwyn laughing, and she's like,
it's like a really loud machine gun.
It was like an Epson printer.
Yeah. Oh, Shanna's like, stop! The mountain lions are coming! Come check back!
It's like, call back to the mountain lions!
Tamara's such a fake ass. She's like, isn't that Pispa? You know, I think I like tequila. I'm like, yeah, you've never fucking had tequila. Please, yeah. I was like in your baby bottle. As a
I
child.
Know. Last time I checked, you were married to a guy who sold tequila. So, so now we see Bronwyn at home laughing with her kid. She's like, ah! And I, you know, I like her son, Caden, because he tells Bronwyn, he goes, Mom, I like your organized food. It's like, the fact that a child understands the concept of organized food is, like, really cool. So even I don't understand that.
Because, you know, there's not usually organized food over there. They're like, what is this? Like, why are you pretending that you put things in order like this? Like, shut up! All right. Just go with it. I have new people coming over.
Yeah, exactly. So Gina comes over, and Gina is feeling a certain sort of way because Kelly called Gina. Because after Bronwyn told Kelly about the rumors that were happening at Tortilla Republic, Kelly then went and told Gina, and Gina's like, "Well, I thought it was gonna live in Dwayne the Quad. That's not why. Wasn't that the whole point of it? Isn't that why I put up a sign that said gather, as in gather all the rumors and keep them right here? Isn't that why?"
Antiques. You want to talk about antiques?
Antiques.
And she's also lost her sunglasses case again.
This is like an ongoing theme for the episode, losing the sunglasses case.
So then we cut back to Tamara and Shannon gossiping. And Tamara's like, you know, Jenna's been having a rough time losing things. So I was like, let's get a bit down. Maybe that would be fun, you know? And Kelly was like, yeah, but she won't go fuck her goss. And Shannon's like, I will not get involved. I'm not going to take sides. Both of these women have been cruel, and I take the nice side, not the cruel side. Be nice. Okay, nice. Now you're literally talking like Vicky. I can't with you, okay? You're faking like you don't know any of this shit's going on when you're one of the people doing it, like Tamara.
Yeah.
And now you're saying Vicky things. Shannon?
Yeah.
Don't make me, Shannon.
Be careful, Shannon. You're going down a bad path.
Yes.
And prior to that, Shannon was talking about Gina to Tamara, and she's like, you know, I had a little bit of fun with Miss Gina last night. She seems very down. Yeah, she seems down. I'm like, I love how, like, the only way that Shannon could start to forge a relationship with Gina is once she sees that Gina is, like, sad and depressed and in a hole in her life. And she's like, wow, you know what? I actually really like her a lot. She seems great. I'm so happy to have such a friend who's in a miserable state. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so good.
Yeah. Misery loves company.
I don't like seeing anyone in pain. And if she's going through something that I went through, then I'd like to help her stay sad. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I would love to go out with her and remind her that my pain was worse than her pain.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we should mention that when Gina lost her sunglasses, it wasn't her sunglass case. It wasn't just that she lost her sunglass case. She had put her keys in them. And so she's like, oh my God, I lost my keys because they're in the sunglass case. So now I don't have keys to either set of my houses. So I have to go into the garage. I'm like such a fuck up. Like, I have no passport. I have no keys. No car. I went to jail. I can't find my gather sign. It's like really tough right now.
Lost my keys, my garage door openers, my garden hose. I don't even know how I lost that. Crazy. Like, can't adult.
I can't adult right now. I'm having one time.
So Kelly arrives, and, you know, it's kind of weird. I mean, I guess it's always weird when you're meeting five new kids. Like, that's terrifying. It's like, how am I going to remember your little fucker's names? Like, I'm going to try and remember your names just because your mom gave me some Ralph's carrot stick, like pre-cut carrot sticks, okay?
That's a lot of children to remember. And the worst part is that it's, like, not even all of them. There's still two more. It's like, and on top of that, Bronwyn does this thing where she, like, not only says their names, but she then assigns numbers to them. She's like, 5, 2, 1, Rowan, Cohen, Jacob, Bowen, Flowen, Rakeb, Flakeb, 16, 3. I'm like, are you doing an auction? I can't tell what's happening.
Wait, are we naming the train again? Sorry that Vicky brought that up. Sorry.
So they all sit down outside, and they're talking about, like, Tortilla Republic and stuff. and the rumor. And Kelly's like, well, first of all, Vicky's a liar. She lied about cancer, okay? She lied about cancer. Like, who's a liar? She's a dork. She's a dork.
And Gina was the one that brought it up. So Kelly's already mad at Gina for bringing this up on camera again. She's like, it's coming from Vicky. Oh, I just got back from Aspen. Bronwyn tells me everything. And she said, train, that is absolutely ludicrous.
Is that a new band?
Who is Ludacris?
Ludacris? Oh, wow. I love Ludacris. I don't know who that is.
So Gina goes, she's like, well, you know, Kelly, maybe you should also stop slinging stuff back. And Kelly's like, how am I slinging stuff back? How am I slinging stuff? And then we just see like a flashback of Kelly's big emoji going, you're a stupid pig. You're a fucking ugly pig. That's what you are.
You're a pig of a fucking bitch. Don't fucking text me. Oh, oh, oh. I'm not talking about Vicky. I want nothing to do with her.
So then, like, you know, Bronwyn basically says, you know, I felt like I had to say something because I felt like if I didn't say something, I would be a liar. And I'd rather be someone who stirs the pot than be a liar. So that's why she's like,
Gina's like, then be prepared to be the one to start shit. Oh my god, we're gonna pop my Rodeo Drive cherry.
Yeah. We should also mention that when Gina was talking about losing her sunglasses, she's like, god, I'm so fucked. Like, right in front of, like, the 3-year-old and the 5-year-old.
I know, Sandra keeps doing it. Every time the kids come around, she's like, I'm gonna pop my cherry.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now Gina goes off to therapy with Lynette Wilhard, and she's just, like, talking to this lady, and she's like, you know, when I got my DUI, I think, like, you know, I'm on the other side of it now, and so, like, I think it was, like, a big reality check, and, like, you know, I was just, like, dealing with so much because, like, you know, it was me, and it was the divorce, and the kids, and the gather sign, then I found an antique sign. I'm like, do I want an antique sign or a gather sign? It's, like, a lot. It's, like, a lot, and I, like, it was, like, a lot, and I made a bad decision, and, like, it was a lot.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you know, by the way, my name is Gina. It's on my necklace. In case you forgot who my name is, it's Gina.
And, this morning I put it on and I was like, who is Annie G? And then I realized I put it on backwards, which is like a lot to deal with.
So they basically talk about her husband's cheating and, you know, it has to get better. Shrink's like, it has to get better. She's like, yeah, it sure does. I mean, going to jail, getting cheated on, getting divorced, having that fireplace in the middle of my house, having to leak. My parents taking an hour and a half to get there, gather antiques.
They're
like, okay, you're just naming things you're seeing now. Stop. Yeah.
Crystals, things in jaws next to the therapist. And I liked how while she was doing all talking about this, she was slowly building a pile of, like, used tissues next to her. Did you notice that? She was crying, and then she, like, threw it down next to her, and there was just, like, an entire stack of tissues over there.
Snotty tissues sitting on a suede couch. I mean, that is disgusting, okay? That is... isn't Orange County, like, a huge anti-vaxxer city?
Probably. I'll say so. Why not? Let's start the rumor as long as we talk about it.
Spread it, everybody. Trains and anti-vaxxers, okay? That's what you got, Mercy.
I'm just drowning in Matt's lies. Like, I try to keep everything in, but I'm, like, drowning in Matt's lies right now. And, like, I can't, like, you know what's, like, it sort of takes over your life and, like, blow up. And it's just like, that's nice. Could you use the garbage? Thanks. Thanks.
Could
that's
you stop couch. Passing whatever Long Island germs you have to everybody here? Thanks. Okay.
Yeah. I gave you tissues and a wastebasket together to be used.
This is suede, Annie G. Okay.
Damn it. It's backwards again. Sorry.
So Kelly and Bronwyn are driving to meet up with Emily because Emily's decided for her man with, like, zero sexual energy who shows zero interest in her. She's going to go to Vegas to do a sex dance for him. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. She's going to do a sexy dance at the Westgate Casino. Which is what Jackie Siegel owns. Jackie Siegel, Queen of Versailles, also recently seen on Below Deck Med. So I'm just, like, imagining what that conversation was like. Hey, you should really do a sexy dance. I think I want to do a sexy dance. Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, I think it'll be a fun time.
Have I shown you my butterfly?
No, Shane doesn't let me have go in your butter anymore.
I love Jackie Siegel. So then she's going to do this at the Westgate. And Emily goes to her sexy class with fucking crazy face. I don't know who this lady was, but Jesus, it's like Sheena of the future.
Yeah. She's the creator of Sexy the Show, but with an extra X.
Was that hard to trademark or copyright? That seems
I think
rough.
A lot of people wanted to name things that. Sexy the Show.
Yeah. Hot the Show. This is like simple names. Pencil. I'm coming.
Gina's
going to
get excited. She loves a very literal statement.
Yeah. So it's a topless review, which I'm assuming that Emily's not going to do that part, but who knows with the show, Kai?
You never know. So then we have, by the way, a heel transition because we see a foot come down, and when it comes up again, we're back in the car. I was like, ooh, fancy. I like that. Yeah. So I don't know why I felt like pointing that out. I was like, to whichever editor decided to spend an extra 5 minutes to make that heel transition, I applaud you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. So the girls arrive at the dance studio, and Kelly's like, so you're doing this for your husband? Like, you can't just, like, take him to a hotel and bang him out? Like, you're a dork.
She's like, well, he didn't like the idea, and it hurt my feelings. You know, I just want to go show women that, like, I don't even care what size I am. I can just be as sexy as you. Screw you. And you are. Like, I don't think Emily, I guess she has her issues within herself, but I think Emily's beautiful. I don't really see the problem.
Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of assholes out there.
Yeah.
So so then...
It's just weird to see a beautiful person being so insecure. I don't get it.
What'd you say?
It's weird for me to see such a beautiful person being like, well, I'm going to show everybody what it's like to deal with. I'm like, I don't know. You're pretty successful and, like, gorgeous. But, okay, I'll support you.
Well, the most beautiful people are often the most insecure.
Tell me about it.
I mean, right? Isn't that what powers this podcast?
Tell me about it. Currently biting my nails, guys.
So Bronwyn thinks this whole thing's sort of weird about with Shane, because she's like, you know what? Like, Sean would support me in anything that I would do. You know, if I were, you know, to have another Food Network show, he would support that. If I were... to have a sexy, like, lingerie show, he'd be front and center with a suite upstairs. If I were to, open a can of tuna, he'd be like, babe, why are you opening so many cans of tuna? And I'd be like, because I want to, and he'd support me. So I just feel like it's weird that Shane's not doing that.
You should have seen when I organized the vegetable tray. So Kelly, also I like that Bronwyn walks in and she's like, "I'm a dance mom," so these
she had
are
like
my
a look
people.
Of judgment on her face the entire time.
Yeah, I wanted her to really be like she was on Dance Moms, like, "Get it together."
Well, she was, because when Emily was like doing her choreography, Bronwyn was just sitting there, and like she had this look on her face, like, "Mm-hmm, that's fine. This isn't going to get you into a Sia video, though."
I know. Are you sure you don't want to try and just face the corner in a black and white cookie wig? That might be a little more interpretive. So Kelly just keeps doing her help. She's like, circle jerk, circle jerk.
Yeah, and she's just like, Kelly's like, can't believe that Shane would just be putting Emily down the way he does. But she's like, he's not a man. He's not a man's man.
Let's put it that way.
He's a dork's man. He's a dork's man. Man of dorkness.
And we get the clip of twerp. You're a twerp is what you are. You're a little dork.
So now we go over to Bronwyn's house at 5:10 in the morning. And there's already been like a recurring theme with her house, which is that I feel like about 50%, if not 70 or 80% of scenes in Bronwyn's house take place like early in the morning, and they have one light bulb on. I'm like, could we please turn on some more lights? Like, why is it so dark and gloomy in there? It's like you see like 50,000 children circling around this kitchen island, grabbing their Sunny D or whatever, and there's like one light on. I'm like, this is it's like that depressing vibe of I'm up way too early, and rather than making me transition into the day, I'm meant to feel that it's early because I'm only putting on one light bulb, you know?
Yeah, it's 5 a.m. with a ton of kids. It's like my hell, and now we're in the dark.
And it's dark.
Yeah, kill me.
It's dark.
So the nanny is helping make sandwiches for the plane, which is, I'm sure, real fun for the people around you. Hope they're peanut butter or tuna.
I hope it's tuna. You know, it'd be great, some leftover like Chinese food.
Would you like to maybe stop by a Subway and get a nice oniony sandwich before you sit next to me on a plane? Run with children! So she's, the kids are going to Beaver Creek, because Beaver Creek is like the Tortilla Republic of vacation destinations. They're sponsoring. I don't know what's going on Housewives, but they're all going there. And so the husband's taking them, Sean's taking them, because she's very busy. She's going to meet with someone who's helping her with her book, and she's going to be filmed for a TV show in her kitchen alone crying. I was like, is this really happening right now? And the music stops. She's like, I can't kiss my kids. And then she just sits down with a cup of coffee in her kitchen. She's like, I'm the mom.
The awkwardness of sitting in a dark kitchen with a producer recording you on their cell phone.
Yeah. Just like, crying. And then the camera just kept on her. You know, Al, the producer's just sitting there on his cell phone like, all right, so we've got time. You going to do something? She's like, hold on. Make this stop, please.
Someone must need me. Someone, maybe this cup of coffee needs me to drink it. I can do that for it. I can do that for it. Wait, what's Bronwyn's book, by the way? I've already forgotten.
I don't know. Did she tell us?
Is this the first time we've heard of the book, or did she mention it? I think she mentioned it another time.
It's already out of my brain. I have no idea. But I I know it must be sad when your kid... We can look it up if you want. I know it's sad when your kids don't need you anymore, but they still need a nanny, so hey.
I'm like, also...
That's got to mean something.
Yeah, and you also have, like, a newborn, so don't worry. You'll still be mothering for quite a bit. Yeah. Like, you literally have, like, a baby, and you're like, my kids don't need me anymore. I'm like, you have a baby.
Things that mothers literally never cry about when they have that many young children. They don't need me enough. I'm like, right.
You know, Bronwyn, I need you, and I need you to turn on more lights in your house in the morning, okay? Because it is dark and depressing to watch, and it reminds me of waking up for school, and I do not want to feel that, okay?
Okay, let's see. Bronwyn Wintenberg. Oh, yeah, she has a hotel name. Okay, Bronwyn book. Let's see what it is. It is called...
Do you need me?
I don't know. It's called... that's the name of the book. It's nothing. I don't see a book out here.
Maybe... Because I thought that was odd that she's like, I have to stay in and work on my book.
Well, she's going to meet with the person who's going to help her with her book. Who, at this point, I'm just going to assume is Danny Pellegrino. I just assume Danny Pellegrino or Brian Moylan is like secretly under the granite countertop, just like with a pen and paper, like writing jokes, you know.
Someone should hire us to write their biography. And what would be great about it is we would just turn it into stories from our childhood. Be like, it's like Countess Luann. Well, I grew up in El Paso working at a bowling alley with my lesbian aunt, and then next thing you know, it was my bar mitzvah. And wait a second, this didn't happen to my life.
She's like, well, when I was in Brigadoon. Actually, that would be something that Candace Luann would say.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Ron's crying about not being able to spend more time with her five children. Not buying it. Seven still children. Like you, but not buying it.
Yeah.
So let's go over to Tutta Fresco and some strip mom.
Tutta Fresco.
Let's go over to Tutta Fresco.
I wrote that down also. I was like, I feel like I need to write down the name of this restaurant. Because, of course, Tamara would be like, let's go to Tutta Fresco. I love Tutta Fresco. Tutta Fresco.
I'm all about Tutta Fresco because it's also the sounds a train makes.
Fresco. Tutta Fresco. She doesn't know how trains work. Trains. So, so it's Tamara and Gina, and Gina sits down, and Tamara's like, oh, I found this. It's a sunglass case. But it's obviously not the sunglass case because Gina's not like, oh my God, now I got my keys back. She's like, oh, I lost one of these over at Kelly's house, and I lost one of these over at Emily's house. I'm just losing them everywhere. Like, how many sunglass cases do you have?
Yeah.
Tamara's like, yeah, I found it under the porcelain pineapple right next to the sign that says, you wanted to, Anna?
So Gina's dressed like Penny Lane for some reason, which makes me even sadder for her. I'm like, stop making me sad for you, please. So Tamara's like,
you're good. You're good. Is there anything you want to tell me that I can repeat to anybody? You good?
Yeah.
You good?
And so Gina's basically saying how her daughter's having some sort of like motor issues, so they're like working with that, and like they went to the doctor and stuff, and Tamara's like, so Matt's like idea of helping is just going to the doctor or whatever, and you know they're talking about basically Matt is not really helping and like could maybe like maybe he should move down to Orange County so that way he could help out more, and Gina's like. Yeah, but then like I get like hung up on the fact that he's like with that girl, you know, that he was like cheating on, and like, I have like really hard time with that, you know. So it's like too much gathered, you know, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you can't live in two different places from the husband and then expect him to be there more, you know. Like I get that she's on a TV show, but anyway, who cares? I'm glad she left his ass, and you know who else doesn't care? Tamara. That's for damn sure. So she moves right over to.
By the way.
Wait, actually before we move over to that, real quickly, okay. I have an issue with Tamara that I want to...
Did you think I was moving beyond issues with Tamara?
No, but I have an issue pertaining to what she says here regarding Matt. She goes, okay. Not only is Matt stabbing Gina in the heart by cheating, but now he's, like, with the woman that he cheated with. I'm like, yeah, in case you don't remember, you are married to Eddie, who is Simon's best friend. So there's that.
Yeah. And there's rumors that you were with him before you left Simon. So
I'm just saying, Tamara's actually not necessarily wrong in this case, but I just want her to know she's also not free of me being angry at her at this moment.
Just in general, just in case anybody isn't clear, Tamara is the fucking worst, okay? She's even worse than Kyle Richards, and Kyle Richards is the worst.
Oh, wow. I like Tamara more than Kyle, actually, because at least Tamara... No, because at least... I mean, Tamara is awful, but at least, you know, she keeps the show interesting.
Oh, God, she's a fucking monster. I cannot wait for her to get stomped and get out of this show.
She's a monster, but she's the monster that we need, unfortunately, okay?
Not
like,
I,
some
sir.
Monsters, we need some monsters, okay? And she is the monster. She is a monster, but like as infuriating as it is to see her to spread these rumors and then blame it on other people, at the same time it does give us a show as opposed to Kyle Richards, who goes to the supermarket in a go kart. Yeah, exactly. We don't need that.
So Tamara is being Tamara. You know, she's like, "Shannon, come to effect our telepaths." Emily was blasting her on social. And then we see a clip of Emily on FaceTime saying that Shannon was... She's talking to Gina. And she's like, "Well, Shannon was on a podcast and she said we suck."
Yeah. Well, that's what's funny also is that when Tamara tells this to Gina, she's like... she's leaving out the part of it that like... that we're Shannon's part in this all, right? She just makes it sound like Emily just went off on Shannon for no reason whatsoever. So, but it turns out it's all kind of messy, actually, because basically it's Jeff Lewis who's at the core of all this.
Yeah, messy-ass Jeff Lewis. So we hear the clip, and he's like, "Well, actually, I was talking to Shannon yesterday, and I can't go into specifics, but she basically said she doesn't think Emily and Gina are going to be back, so..." And you know that that's true.
Okay? Yeah.
I know that Jeff Lewis is messy, but he's so far he hasn't been seen to be a liar on these shows, right?
Yeah, Jeff is agreed. He's messy, but not a liar.
Yeah. So Tamara's like, "But you can't just go off on people on social media." I'm like, "Oh, really? Unless they're transgender or of color."
Oh, yeah, apparently that's when it's okay.
Is that okay? So it's okay to threaten to tell people that we should just shoot transgender people. Is that okay, Tamara? Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess you so. Hypocrite. I guess so.
Awesome.
So Emily's tweet, in case you missed it, said, "At Shannon Madure, you may have lost 40 pounds of fat, but you didn't. You definitely didn't lose 40 pounds of jealous. Hashtag frozen fish is riveting." Frozen fish is riveting.
Yeah, 40 pounds of jealous. So then Gina's like, "Yeah, I was actually shocked at how bad it was. I spoke to Shannon and she cared to let me know that that was coming out, which I really appreciated that." I'm like, "Oh, Shannon."
I like that that's Gina's takeaway, is that Shannon immediately like called up Gina to complain about Emily. I'm like, I don't think it means that Shannon cares enough about you. I think it means that Shannon's like, huh, well, if she's going to come for me, I'm going to take away her friend. And then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, she's going to have someone to take down Emily with her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But poor Gina, you know, she's like, she's so nice to me. It's so crazy. It's like it's all happening for no reason.
You know,
oh my God, I just found a sunglasses case. I don't even think this one's mine. That's crazy.
You know, I never said that I didn't want to be friends with Shannon. She was the one who didn't want to be friends with me. And so then she opened the door for me to be friends with her. And I walked in and then I hit the door because my antiques box was like really wide. So I had to like rearrange it to go in sideways so it fit in. But it looks really cute inside her friendship house.
But Emily, it's really nice to your face. But then on social media, it's like enough. Naff, naff. Like, dude, you're an attorney. Don't put it in writing. Like an Eddie's party screaming, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Smells like an insecure person.
It's like, oh my God.
What are you talking about, Tamara? She's like, yeah, like, why wouldn't she call Shannon before she bashed her? I'm like, the reason why she's not going to call Shannon is because she's not friends with Shannon in that way. Because Shannon was, like, totally cold to her all last season. So why would she call up, like, Shannon? If Shannon's saying some shit about Emily, which is totally consistent with everything that Shannon has said about Emily, why would Emily call her up and be like, oh, that really hurt my feelings? They don't have a relationship like that.
Yeah, and I get that it's annoying to go on social media and just diss someone's frozen salmon with cream cheese in the middle. But still, Shannon, you know, she has the right to be mad at Shannon. Because you know that that's true.
I mean, it's not like the preferred way of resolving. Like, I don't think I would do that. I don't really support, like, just popping off. But I also feel like when Tamara's like, why don't you just call her? As if Tamara is, like the paradigm of diplomacy. Like, she's the one who always calls people first to, like, make sure everything is fine before she gets into a fight. No.
And they're also acting like it's some random podcast and it's not one of their best friend shows.
Yeah, that's so the other whatever. Thing that's funny. Yeah.
So then Emily, they're all getting on the bus to go to Rodeo Drive. And Shannon is doing that whole, I know what it's like to go through a divorce. Not fun. And friendships are what you need to get through a hard time. Look at me. Look what got me through. Tamara calling me fat while I was on QVC. And Vicky saying that I was getting beat. The great friend, Tres Amigas.
And the takeaway is that my friendships have gotten me through my tough time, and therefore the tough times are behind me, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm not sad at all that David's moved on to someone else. Not sad at all.
So by the way, can I say something that's really bothering me, Ronnie? This is a very Ben moment. But since I've made it my habit to like make fun of people using the wrong words, especially on Potomac recently, I just, a few minutes ago, I said... That Tamara is the paradigm of diplomacy, and I meant to say the paragon of diplomacy, which I'm just saying that because I can't be a hypocrite. I can't use the wrong word and then make fun of other people for using the wrong words. Okay,
I thought it sounded weird, but then I'm too stupid to really fix it. You know what I mean? It's like when you see your roof leaking and you're like, my roof is leaking, but I don't know what to do about it, so I'm just gonna
watch
TV.
It was wrong. And it was like lingering. I was like, I'm just gonna like move forward. But I'm gonna be like, but then someone's gonna say, you know what's so funny is that Ben's always like correcting people for using the wrong word, but then he just used paradigm. I'm not even sure if paragon's even the right word for it. How about I just say epitome? Epitome. Everyone epitome, go back in time and pretend I said epitome.
Or as I used to call it, the epitome. Because I only read it in books and I just always thought that was the word epitome.
That's like me. I have a weird thing where instead of saying apropos, for some reason in the past like year, I started saying apropos and I don't know why.
Apropos. It's apropos, like the new nothing. Housewife of Orange County. It's apropos and she's in cutouts. They're on the bus and Shannon's got a big surprise and Gina's just totally loving that Shannon's being so nice to her. And Emily's getting pissed. She's like, what kind of alternate universe am I living in that Shannon is planning a day for Gina?
Yeah. I'm like, it's the alternate universe where you pissed off Shannon, so she's going to take your friend. That's what that universe is.
Yeah. Same universe. Same universe. Yeah.
So I guess Emily tries to make her own inroads with Shannon because they start speaking Spanish together. It didn't really make any sense. Like, I mean, their Spanish made sense, I guess, but like I'm just saying the reasoning behind it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, Emily was trying to like get just talk to Shannon while Shannon was speaking Spanish, and Shannon was like, no, poquito puedo hablar inglés, agua. No, 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 Emilia.
I'm so... Bueno! I'm bueno.
No más Emily en mi vida. Ella es pollo loco.
So then they get to L.A. and they're pointing stuff out. And Kelly's like, look, there's a Whiskey a Go-Go. And Bronwyn's like, yeah, it's practically where I grew up. Yeah, my mom was in a rock band, and I just remember, like, kind of being raised by the drummer and then, like, sleeping in the office of the bar, and there was a lot of coke on the table, which I guess now that I'm an adult, I can see is wrong.
Yeah. Wow, it's good news that Vicky wasn't there, otherwise she might start some rumors about you. Right, Kelly? Coke? 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 Anyone? That's what Vicky said.
Yeah, no shit. So then they go to a store, and Shanna's like, what?
Oh, I was just going to say they went to Rodeo Drive where they actually get – I don't know if you caught this. There was like a little wink to the audience. They did a lingering close-up on Villa Blanca.
Villa Blanca, which is now just to me called, ouch, you hurt me.
It's called Very Modern Tuna Tartare Dish from 1987.
Yeah. So Shannon's in the store and she's like, ladies, I'd like to make a proposal. We're going to pick out an outfit for our girlfriend, Gina. Who is our friend? Who is a girl who we have loved this whole time?
Because nothing makes us happier than seeing Gina in pain because it reminds us of the pain that we don't have to talk about in our own lives instead.
So Shannon picks out a little outfit and Gina's like, actually, I already own this, but it's a different color and it's like $1,000. So I'll take it.
Yeah, and then Shannon puts on something, but, like, it's really tight, and she's wearing Spanx, so it's giving her these, like, sausage lines on her legs, which Tamara's only too happy to point out.
Yeah, Tamara's just a monster of a human being. She's like, just Spanx, because I can see the line, you look like a sausage. Shannon's like, God, look, I have 3 Spanx at a time history. Okay. And then they show her last year trying to get in the hot tub with like 3 different pairs of Spanx on. She's like, I'm going down to 1 pair. Okay. It's progress. Give me time.
Just let me have this, David.
So then Emily and Gina start talking because Emily is obviously spiraling. And it's sort of sad because Gina's getting all the credit for spiraling, but Emily's spiraling too, you know? So Emily, you know, they're talking about like, you know, it's like, okay to ask for help. And, you know, Gina, like Emily, you're in the same position as me, blah, 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 blah. So they're like having an emotional moment.
Yeah. And Emily's like, oh, I'm barely escaping. Oh, I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm an attorney. So she's talking and Shannon's getting mad. And then inside Shannon's looking at a ring and Tamara goes, that's so not you. Fuck off. What? Oh,
that, so that like, ring well, belongs to the happy person.
Yeah.
That ring belongs to a stabber person.
So Shannon's like, well, it is me, and it's going to be me. Oh, well, look, there's something out there.
Well, what a shocker. It's my new friend Gina's day. And where is she? Of course, outside with a crying Emily. I know it doesn't sound very nice, but guess what? There's no mention of the tweet yet.
She's also like,
can it not be drama free for 1 hour?
I'm like, Shannon, I mean, I love you, Shannon. You're really one of my favorite housewives of all time. But, if anyone has plunged many happy scenes into drama with tears, it's been you.
Literally okay? Every season except this one so far. I've yeah, never we seen know it's you coming. Like this.
Yeah. We know it's coming.
Yes.
Well, but you said that she said that. I said that you said
that was my favorite Shannon breakdown ever when she didn't even know.
I said who said that? You said but David. David.
Shannon makes me happy.
So, I know. And then Tamara just goes, can we talk about how she slammed on social media yesterday? Ooh. You know, clearly, like, stoking it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I want to know.
So she tells him about the tweets, and she's like, oh, well, she's, you know, she said, I said she and Emily were going to be kicked out of our friend group, but I never said that. Where does this even come from? And why is everyone pretending everything is okay?
Yeah, so, then meanwhile, we're cutting back and forth between, like, Shannon and Tamara, but also Gina and Emily. And Shane, as he continues to study for the bar, he has been in a hotel for 10 days straight, and Emily basically has not talked to him during that time. Like, what is going on over there? That is ridiculous.
I can only say this so many times. Dump his stupid ass, okay?
Yeah.
I know that you felt like you couldn't get anybody off of GChat before, but now you can. Leave him, okay?
Yes.
While you're
leave him
with Jack
before
is...
they shut down GChat, okay? Because we know that's probably going to get shut down next.
Yes. Trust me. Jackie Siegel knows plenty of rich people, okay? If you're going to get help with her from that, get you a rich old one.
Yeah, seriously.
That'll be nice to you.
So Emily's whole thing is that she doesn't want to like talk about the issues in her marriage because she doesn't want people to jump on the hate train pun intended on bashing Shane. But I'm also like, but if Shane didn't do anything that would be worthy of everyone's rage, then it would be fine, right? Like she's protecting Shane, but ultimately she knows that Shane is doing shitty things. Like if Shane's not doing anything bad,
not protecting Shane. You know, she's really not. I mean, if she was protecting, and I'm not standing up for Shane, but she's acting like, oh, I'm not going to open it up to talk about Shane. You've talked about what an asshole Shane is every episode this season. On TV. Yeah. I mean, what do you think you're doing anyway? So it's not like she's really standing up for him. I think Shane's just hiding the hell away from the cameras because he's sick of getting attacked on Twitter.
That's what I think. I think he wants to stay off the show.
Then be less of an asshole. How about that?
I mean, I get it also. Like, if you're studying for the bar, like, the last thing you want is, like, a production crew in your house and the stress of, like, being dragged into shit. But, like, you can still talk to your wife on the phone.
Yeah. So, then Gina goes into this thing where she's like, well, you know, when I went to Ohio with you, and then we see pictures of them in Ohio, she's like, I saw the real Emily. I saw the Ohio Emily. I want Ohio Emily back. I was like, what the fuck is Ohio Emily?
What is Ohio Emily?
I did not order Ohio Emily, okay? Stop asking for that shit.
Did she like what, yo? Did she go to like Jenny's ice cream or something like that? Like, what is Ohio Emily?
I don't know. So she's like, yeah, I want her back too. So they're hugging and crying while inside.
Are we
going
to have a trip to Ohio? Is that what this all means?
I think they already early went on a trip. They went on a friend trip or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're saying, the gardeners. These new gardeners have been here 2 days. Like, what are you doing? You've seen my apartment, right? It's this big. What are you doing out there?
Were they gardening?
Yeah, but they're just like chopping everything down. But landlady, I'm whispering because they're right outside.
I know you're so.
But the landlady is like so controlled. I'm not going to talk about it. She's right outside.
No, I like it. I want to hear all about it.
I feel her ear. I feel you. I feel you.
I had the garden. I was on a train.
Anyway, they're just banging on my door with a rake or something. I don't even know what Bueller's doing. I guess Bueller's just quit his fucking job. Yeah, it's just like boom, boom, boom. Okay, anyway, point is, it's Real Housewives of Orange County. We're an hour into this.
Yeah.
Recap. Sorry, everybody.
Yes.
Ohio Emily.
So, so then they're like outside. Then we see like they're just like shopping. And at one point, they're like having like a coffee or something outside. And a tourist bus goes by. And Chan's like, no, I'd love that. Look. I'm waving to the bus. Look at that. I like buses. It reminds me of when David and I used to drive places together. Bye. School buses, children, family, life. 40, 50 negative thoughts. Oh, no. Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by the TMZ bus.
And Tamara's just going off. She just keeps stirring this pot about how mean Emily was. She's like, she insulted you. She made fun of your businesses. I mean, power. Women power. Power women.
Yeah.
And Shannon's like, well, I am proud of my business. And not only did she cut me down on that, but she cut me down on the two things I've been successful on in the past 2 years. That's now her new thing. Like, the two successes I've had. How dare you?
Well, I guess moving from 3-1 Spanx on your legs is not qualify as a success. So that's too bad. I would have given her a third one there.
But I don't think a power pipa with negative thoughts.
It's like, okay, porcelain pineapple. Shut the
fuck
up.
Yeah, I was about
Tamara.
To say, shut the fuck up, Mackenzie Childs over there.
Yeah, like, shut the fuck up. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, exactly. So now the women go over to the Mondrian and they're having lunch, etc. And Gina's just like loving it. Gina's loving that basically she has a sugar mama in Shannon because Shannon's recruiting her to her side. So she's like, my God, this is awesome. Like going out with Shannon is like great. Like, I mean, I could buy so many antique signs with her. Like, it's crazy.
It's like having a black Amex in a Marshall's home goods section. Okay?
Yeah. Basically buy the whole store.
Yeah, so, she's just wearing like terrible clocks on her head and shit. Sorry for that noise.
I hear it. I heard the rake.
I mean, what are they building? What are they
sounds
building?
Sounds like a haunted house.
What are they? They're building? Building? They're building something, David!
So then, Gina, who is like, just got arrested for a DUI. Now, admittedly, no one's driving, so by all means, go at it. But, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a weird look to, on the heels of a DUI, ordering a Long Island iced tea.
That's just so like teenager going out for the first time, you know.
I have Long Island iced tea, and Shannon's like, "Wow! Did you hear that, Miss Long Island? Ordered a Miss Long Island iced tea."
Emily, that'd be like Emily ordering a big glass of bitch face, right? Right, everyone. Right.
Yeah.
Bitch face.
Do you have a drink called Stink Face? Do you have a drink called Stink Face that brings down other women? That would be great, Alfredo.
Alfredo. I believe this woman, Emily, she would like a glass of dumping on my two successes. You have that. You can make that, right? You can make that cocktail.
So Bronwyn goes off to call. She's like, sorry guys, I need privacy while I call my husband. And then on speakerphone, she's like, hi honey, how are you?
I know.
Is there a kitchen for you to cry in?
Did you go to Beaver Liquors? So so Emily's like, I need saline solution. Anyone have saline solution? Saline? And Shannon's like,
I do have some, but she doesn't get any of my saline solution until we find a solution to her bitching.
I have some saline solution, but unfortunately, it's just frozen. Isn't that riveting? Emily?
Well, I do have some saline solution, but I guess I wonder if that I wonder if that makes you 40 pounds jealous, too. Got her.
So the minute Emily walks away, they all start talking.
Tamara's like, what was that crying about?
And Kelly's like, I think she's probably having a problem with twerp. And Tamara's like, well, look, we are that shot when we're going to trouble. And then we get a clip of that Gina Keough fight with Tamara, where Tamara's just going off on her and then violently, like, slings the wine right in her eyes.
Exactly.
And then it cuts back, and she's like, but, you know, like, we can't really help her if we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's how she's changing it, because she goes from like her be like, what's going on with her? And then Kelly's like, well, she's having a hard time at home. And she's like, for the past year? And Kelly's like, yeah, like that's possible. And then she's like, well, it's hard to know. It's hard to know if we don't know what's going on. So now she's changing it from like, it's actually very Kyle Richards to be like, it's just that I feel like you're not telling me. And so I don't know. And I feel left out. You know, it's like that bullshit.
Yeah. Why would anybody share with you, Tamara? Why?
So then Emily comes back and, you know, it's easy to see why she was cast on the show. She's like, hey guys, I use eye drops instead of saline solution. So it's like burning the crap out of my eyes, but at least I can see again. I was like, great story, Emily. Great.
And Kelly's like, are you crying? I mean, is that what happened? And she's like, no, I literally couldn't see. And she's like, well, is everything all right? Because I was asking what went down yesterday. Like, we're talking about it like nothing, you know, nothing happened. But like, everyone's talking about it. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, so Emily's like, well, I'll tell you what happened. So I was like just finishing up rehearsal for Sexy, the musical, starring me as the extra X. And basically, I've suddenly started getting all these, I don't know what that means, the extra X. I just still think it's funny there's two X's in that name. So so I started all of a sudden getting all these texts about like a podcast, and Shannon goes,
well, I didn't go on a podcast, so there's that.
There, laid that
one
down.
On the door.
Well, looks like that comeback was de-thawed. How about that, Emily?
We're thawed, not de-thawed.
Hashtag thawed comment.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I had a private conversation, and I said, in fact, this is what I said in my private conversation. I said, Jeff Lewis, who's not a famous person who talks shit all the time on a live show, I really like Gina and Emily right now. Isn't that crazy?
It's like, you did not say that. Yeah, there is no way you called up Jeff Lewis and said that you really suddenly like Emily and Gina now, Shannon.
Yeah.
I was very honest, because I'm always honest, and I said, Jeff, Emily and Gina are great. They've got great personalities. I'm so happy that they're on the show. And David and I have patched things up. We're moving back in together. Everything is great. I'm down to zero spanks. And on top of that, I enjoy women who are 30 years old. So yeah. That's all very true.
I did not hear this rumor on a train that knows Kelly, because I'm not talking about that rumor.
So she's like, Emily's like, why are you talking to me like, why would Jeff Lewis say that then? And she's like,
it's called hearsay, Emily, and as a lawyer, you should know how to use a microwave, and salmon shouldn't be that confusing to you, okay?
She's like, why are
the
you
defense even... rests and thaws out.
She's like, why are you talking to me like that?
It's like, you attacked my weight loss, you attacked my two successes.
You know what? You had an opportunity today. In fact, the very first thing you should have done as soon as we walked in here is said, may I please have some of that salmon? And I would have said no, because you haven't apologized. And then you would have said sorry. And I would have said, well, the very first thing you should have said before you asked for that salmon was an apology. And then you should have texted me and sent an emoji, an appropriate emoji, David. And I want more than two goddamn bottles of wine when we have a dinner party, David.
Oh, you're having a hard year? Well, I had a hard year last year. So there, boom, 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 bam, bam, knife, 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 Caesar, Caesar.
Like, all right, over there. So she's like, okay, I apologize. I take 100% responsibility. I could have picked up the phone, but I was really mad, and I just want to move forward. And so Shannon's like, ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha,
moving, moving forward then, ha, ha.
Okay, but I was the one who had to bring it up. I was the one who had to bring it up, and now she wants to just move forward. Okay, all right. No fun, Emily wants to move forward.
So Tamily's like, Tamara's, that's if Tamara and Emily were dating. Tamily. So Tamara's like,
honestly, no one knows what was said to Jeff because no one was there. That's why we should all stop gossiping. Okay? Because you tell one person one thing, and then another person another thing, and then before you know it, boom, it guys are banging you from behind.
I was like, oh my God.
I'm like, thank you for gossiping. I thank you for gossiping in your declaration that we should stop gossiping. Yes. In your PSA about gossiping.
And, you know, I hate Tamara. I've always hated Tamara. But one thing I cannot wait for is for Tamara to get her ass dragged by Kelly.
Yeah.
I can just not wait. It's never going to end, and it's going to be amazing. So we have that to look forward to.
So intense. So, so intense. So so now that Emily's beef with Shannon is, for the moment, scuttled, even though clearly Shannon does not want to move forward, because when Shannon does not want to move forward, she's like,
yeah, no, of course, let's move forward. Can we drink? Can we drink? Yeah, no, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. I'm like that. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, Mrs. Wembley.
So Emily is basically she's like, can we talk about this like train rumor about Kelly? Because Gina told me about it. So what was that from Vicky? Because they got over there. Like, oh,
yeah. And she's like, why are you bringing it up again? It's ridiculous. You can go fuck off, all of you. And then she walks off to take a call from Jolie. And that was fucking shady of Emily. Yes, you did know what was going on.
Well, no, I mean, no, Well, the thing is this. Emily botched it because Emily was, I think, trying to get into everyone's good graces by doing a pile-on for Vicky. But then it turned onto a pile-on for Emily. No, because she was, you know, because Emily was basically saying, like, you know, I was just at the lingerie store with Vicky. And Vicky was saying she wants peace with everyone. And then she goes and tells you guys and starts this stupid rumor. So she was trying to, like, aim it towards Vicky, and it just like all backfired in her face.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and it sure did, man. So Kelly's going to kill her, right? So she walks off. And then Bronwyn's like, sorry, I called. Shannon goes, well, how does she even know? And Bronwyn said, I called her, okay? And Tamara's like, are you kidding me? Do you think something good is going to come of that? If you how tell Kelly that Vicka is saying she pulled the train, she's going to go ballistic, okay?
It's like, yeah. Tamara's like, why would you do that? You know, the only reason why Tamara's so mad is because she didn't get to do it.
Yes, and Vicky she did not wasn't. Say she was pulling a train, ma'am. You did, again.
Yes.
So Tamara's like, well, I guess I need to go talk to her because she did tell us how to fuck off. Like, oh, this is not the hill to die on, lady.
Exactly. Well, really, that was her excuse because what she wants to do is she's like, fuck, Bronwyn stole the scene that I wanted to have with Kelly, so I have to somehow, like, have that scene again.
Yes.
So Tamara goes up to Kelly and she's like, hey, you can't just like tell us all to fuck off. That's like my job to do. And Kelly goes, well, I just did. Dork.
I know, but you can't. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, well, why is Emily bringing something up? Why is it your business? Why are you bringing something up? Why are you doing that?
And then Tamara goes, well, I actually wanted to tell you. And I'm like, well, so then why are you so mad at Bronwyn for doing this if you wanted to tell her? Because we know you would have. We know you would have. And you were just caught off guard because you didn't expect Melissa D. Arabian to sneak in and do it for you.
Yes. And what they're going to just again, they're just going to let it go on camera and never tell her until the very end of the season, which is such a Tamara move. So Shannon comes over to join them and she just kisses Kelly on the head like, oh, Kel. I just, you know, I wanted to tell you. And Kelly's like, you knew too? And you weren't going to tell me? And she's like, listen, she does that thing where she just, like, looks up to the sky when she's making shit up. She's like,
I didn't want to hurt you. I was focusing on my two successes from last year that were almost robbed from me. My Emily. Not fun Emily.
Yeah, when she's like doing the like hand awning over her face, she's like, or like a slow waving of her tears.
Yeah,
she's
like, it's like a stiff
look
wave.
At me about to cry. This is also the move I make over the salmon when it comes out of the microwave and I'm cooling it down enough to eat it.
It's her pinball paddles.
Okay, there's a ball coming down. Ha! Got it!
Ah, whoa!
Whoa, it's bouncing all over. Wow, this must be, it reminds me of my emotional state whenever David tries to talk to me. Ding, 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 ding. Sad, sad, sad. Where'd the ball go?
Listen, Kelly, here's what I wanted to say. Tilt, am I right? Ah!
So,
tilt.
So, Kelly's like, yeah, you guys, now I'm questioning whether they're my friends because they're just not going to come tell me. Like, what's going to fucking piss me off is if you don't tell me and you all talk behind my back about it, right? So she's like, I'm not discussing this anymore. My daughter is calling me. And Tamara goes, well, don't tell her about it. She's like, she already knows.
Oh, that's right. I did tell Jolie. That's right. I did tell Jolie.
Yeah, just so let Jolie find out on television. Like, she's not already going enough through this shit because of you monsters.
Exactly. So then Kelly goes back to the table, and she's just, like, angry at Emily now because Emily brought it up at lunch. And she's like, Kelly, I'm on your side. You weren't even there, so why are you even opening your friggin' mouth, stupid face, dork?
Did you catch Tamara going,
that was that bold move of Bronwyn to tattletale. I mean, if that information was going to get out, it should have come from Vicky or Shannon, because they were the ones spreading that rumor. Like, you.
Yeah, you were the one who said train. The first person to say train was like, you. Look at the footage. Look,
and they show it. Yeah, they show the footage. And then she's like,
not my fault. This is not my fault.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Love it. So Kelly is mad now, so she's yelling at Emily to shut up, and then Jean is like,
well, you know, I just don't like that you're feeling so defensive about it because then you're feeling bad. She's like, what are you talking about to me? You know what, you don't need to chime in, okay? I didn't ask your opinion. I don't care, just shut up. You bug, dude, you bug.
She's like, well, I'm giving you my opinion. Well, Gina should be the last person to give me advice. She forgets her passport, her license, her keys, her kids run amok. She burned down a house. I've got five of her sunglass cases. Like, shut up, you dork.
So Gina's like, let's just take a beat here. Like she's talking to a kid having a fit, which I guess is probably what it is like talking to Kelly when she's that mad. And Kelly's like, no, you're irritating me right now. Gina goes, it's supposed to be my day. She goes, how about you shut the fuck up and then it can't be your day?
They're also, by the way, not arguing about anything in particular. They're just sort of like snapping at each other. It's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
Kelly's like, you bring this up, you're talking about it. Fuck you.
Oh, no. God, it's so great to see Kelly cornered again, because she is so hilarious when she just goes off on these women. Yeah. She's like, when she goes off on the women, she like elevates to Real Housewives of New York territory, you know, like she is just that good.
Yeah, she just goes to town. Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Orange County in Beverly Hills. Oh, thank you so much for being here. Go on watchwhatcrappens.com for links to our bonus episodes, videos. Thanks for being with us on demand, everybody. And watch what Crappens live. Shows, which we don't call it that, really. Crappens Live. Go check out ticket links over there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.